Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 24 through 30. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied. But they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. This is the word of the Lord. Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together. And they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words, for these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
The good news according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Happy Pentecost Day. Happy Pentecost Sunday. A day we remember the giving of the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit going out into the whole world to help spread the good news of what Christ had done for everyone's sins. I see a lot of red being worn. For those who didn't wear red, that's okay. Special dispensation, you're saved. It's okay, it's fine. You're good to go. Don't worry, I am wearing red socks. We're good. It's a day where we like to celebrate often with red and with great fanfare, remembering the mighty rushing wind. Thank you, Marty, for blowing up the kids with the straw and waving a fan. That was perfect. And talking about the tongues of fire that appeared above their heads, signifying something amazing was happening. The Spirit is real and the Spirit is at work. And they went out and they prophesied, they preached, they teached the people such that everyone heard in their own language that Jesus Christ had died for the sins of the world. That we who are sinners have had our sins paid for and that we are made right with God because of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit helped make that happen. The Holy Spirit continues to guide and direct His church on earth to do the exact same work, to go out and tell the good news. He fills us with goodness and grace and mercy that it would overflow to those who need to hear that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what we have in that picture there in your bulletins and on the screen behind me, that river of living water that would flow out from the heart of God's people. I love it when the gospel writer in John writes what Jesus says and then explains it to us a little bit. It's very nice. This is on the last day of the feast, the great day. Jesus stood up and he cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And then just like when Jesus explains one of his parables, John says, "Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." So Jesus is speaking of something, a great gift that is coming, a great promise that you would have this living water. This is the same living water, right, that he mentions to the woman at the well. "Can you get me something to drink?" "Oh, well, you know, I've got something even better. I've got living water." "Well, that sounds not half bad. I'd like some of that too. That'd be great." We live in a time where we have that living water, that renewable and wonderful gift ever flowing into us through God's word because of his grace and mercy. And it gets to flow out of us in different ways. We got to see in our Old Testament reading about Eldad and Medad prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, who is, my daughter is being confirmed today, so I have to use a good dad joke, of course, using our Old Testament reading. It has in there the one man born with no mother. Joshua, son of Nun, of course. Sorry, kid, had to do it.
Thank you.
She saw the reading, she knew it was there. Today on our confirmation day, these three students, not just my daughter, all three of them have been working hard for 2 years to study God's word, to learn our confessions and the six chief parts of Christian doctrine. And they say, you know what? We want to confirm that this faith is our own. We are thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us, which will flow out of them as it flows out of each and every one of you and continues to do every day. For those who are saved, to those who call on Jesus' name, you have the gift of his Spirit. You have the gift to go out and tell others the same good news that you know, that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. And they can tell you more than that, too. I venture to say it'd be a fun Jeopardy situation to have our confirmation students against most of our congregation to see who knows more about the six chief parts of Christian doctrine. Don't worry, we're not doing that today. You're examined already. It's fine. You passed. But what's great is, how on this day, on this Pentecost day, thinking of how God has, of course, taken care of our sins and paid for that, and God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, which the Bible tells us is ours in baptism. We're filled with that Spirit, and our sins are washed away. We are then filled every day with this living water to share with other people. And you get the opportunity to do that in many and various ways. You each have your own different skills, your different gifts. You each have your own special way to share the truth of God with other people. And that is a wonderful and amazing thing. If I should find that some of you are, say, studying the Bible and talking about God's word together, and someone says, "Pastor, did you know that there's a Bible study going on for your church members, and you did not know about it? You did not give it your rubber stamp of authority?" I will say, "Well, would it be that more of us would have Bible studies in our churches? Hooray! One less thing for me to do. All right. No. No, of course, it'd be a wonderful thing if we would continue to study God's word together, to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs together, to go and share this same living water, both with our brothers and sisters and with those who are in our community. This is a wonderful gift that God continues to give to his people, to his church. The season of Pentecost will continue, and we'll continue to look at readings that point us to the growth of the church and to the growth of God's Holy Spirit doing work on earth. And we'll get to see and talk about many more prime examples of God's Spirit at work, changing people's hearts and minds and changing their lives, not just in this life, but for all eternity. And it's wonderful to get to see that play out today, God's church growing, seeing three young students saying, "We want to be a part of this. We're not just being dragged kicking and screaming to church. This is our faith, and we want to be a part of it too." They'll get to come up and share with you a little bit after they've been confirmed their confirmation verses. And it just so happens that they play in nicely to today's gospel reading and to what I want to talk about too. So I'm going to talk about your confirmation verses a little bit also, if you don't mind. You're not off the hook, though. You'll get to do it later. This is also, by the way, the first time in all of the different confirmation classes I've taught where I have all of my students who have chosen a verse out of the Old Testament. That's pretty cool, if you hadn't seen that already. Neat little tidbit. I've done confirmation a few times. You three are unique. What is amazing, then, is when we talk about what Jesus had said in our gospel reading, he points out, as the scriptures have said, this is the case. You know, he's not talking about the gospels or the epistles. Those hadn't been written yet. He's talking about the scriptures that are the Old Testament. And so what a unique opportunity then to see in these Old Testament passages playing out, actually, what the Holy Spirit continues to do. You see, at different times and in different ways, God has spoken to his people through prophets, through teachings, through written word and spoken word, but especially through Jesus. And we hear from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Thanks, Torin. "For everything there is a season and a time for every nature under heaven." I feel like I've also heard a song about that somewhere. It's a good one. But for every time, every season, there is a thing that we can look forward to. We are in a season of Pentecost still, the growing of God's church, the Holy Spirit being given, the Holy Spirit being poured out. The church continues to grow. We might think of the growth of the church just in what we read in Acts or in the epistles, but we're still in that season. We are still in these days that God is growing his church. He continues to send out his Holy Spirit. The tongues of fire thing and the blowing of wind, sorry kids, that was a one-time deal. If we were looking forward to that happening in the children's message, Marty, that would have been impressive. But we know that the Holy Spirit is at work, whether or not we see it, whether or not you experience it. For those students who are about to take communion for the first time today, you're not going to necessarily experience and feel Jesus filling you up, but that's what God's word tells us. God's word continues to work inside to your salvation. And that's what we hear in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Thank you, Al. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord who looks at your heart sees that you, the sinner, are also you, the saved one by Jesus Christ. Your sins washed away. When God looks at you, he sees the work of the Son for you. He sees your heart and knows who you are and loves you anyway just the same and fills you with his Holy Spirit. And we don't know where that's going to lead you and direction that will take. We don't know how you'll get to share his word today or tomorrow or a year from now. I know this wasn't in my, 10-year plan that I would be a pastor in Northern Oregon. I was still telling my pastor at the time, no, that's your job, not mine. We don't know where God is going to lead us and direct us. We don't know how he will use you specifically to share his Holy Spirit and his word. That's where we get Proverbs 20, verse 24. A man's steps are from the Lord. How can a man understand his way? How could we understand what God is doing? Our steps are from the Lord. He's prepared good works in advance for us to do, and we continue to walk the path he's placed us on. The Holy Spirit that wells up inside of you, that will be with you and bring you to eternal salvation, the one that has given you faith in Jesus, will continue to flow out of you in blessing others. We have no idea. It's always funny. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know. Hopefully serving Jesus is what I'm assuming. Somewhere filled with the Spirit, somewhere filled with God's mercy and his love that I want to share with other people. In these days after Pentecost, these days where God continues to grow his church, God be praised that he uses each and every one of you to do that work. Trust in him, stay rooted in his word, and he will fill you up with streams of living water, and they'll naturally flow out of you. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And may God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.